Drasha for Seder Shoftim, Tafshin Samach Gimel. Anochi, Anochi, Hu Menachmechem. I am he who will comfort you. Perhaps we can explain this idea of Anochi, Anochi, Hu in the following way. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that he personally will comfort us. However, sometimes that comfort comes through secondary means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu channels his comfort through. Therefore, Anochi, I personally will comfort you, but Anochi who? You should realize that I am manifested through many, many secondary things that you can see me and hear me comforting you through them. The same thing we find by the fact that God will atone for our sins and take them away. It says, Anochi, Anochi, hu mochep shoecha. I am he who will erase your sins. Meaning that HaKadosh Baruch Hu ultimately is the one who erases our sins. But he does it through various means and secondary things. For instance, sacrifices, suffering, and so on. But if you look closely enough, you will see HaKadosh Baruch Hu manifested through these secondary things. Therefore, it's Anochi, but Anochi who? I am he who you can see through various channels and through various secondary things. Similarly, find in L'Dovid Hashem Ori, which we say now during Elul, L'cha omar libi bakshu panai. Rashi explains, L'cha means in your service, as your agent, my heart speaks to me and says, seek out my face, as if my heart is speaking in the name of God. And therefore, es panecha Hashem avakesh, therefore I will seek out your face. Person has to be able to hear God speaking to him through his heart. And so through all of nature, all of the Torah, we hear God's voice speaking to us directly, but he speaks to us through these various channels. Perhaps that's what it means, Hamakom Yenachem Eschem. Why, when we come to a mourner, we tell him Hamakom, God who is the Makom. And Chazal explained, Makom means that God is the place of the world, and the world is not his place, which means that God is manifested through all the things in the world. And therefore, Hamakom Yenachem Eschem, you should find comfort from God directly in all of the various channels that God offers and manifests himself in this world to give comfort. Just as Besoch Shar Avele Tzion V'Yerushalayim, just as God comforts those that mourn for Tzion in Yerushalayim, through all different kinds of channels, but that's called that God is comforting you directly, so too one should find solace in all of the channels that God manifests himself in the world and offers comfort. Now in this week's Sedra, after the rebuke of Devarim, Voeschanan, and Ekev, and the mitzvahs that Moshe told them they would need when they came into Eretz Yisrael in Re'eh, now the Torah starts to tell us how to coalesce as a nation, to unite, to be able then to go and to make the wars that were necessary to conquer Eretz Yisrael as a united people. And here also, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us that he manifests himself through various channels here in the world to be able to unify the Jewish people beneath him. And those unifying factors, those leaders who represent God, who God channels his direction through them, are all mentioned in this week's Sedra. And they are the king. The king is the one who sets up the infrastructure of Klal Yisrael, the physical infrastructure, and brings down God's kingdom into this world. The fear and awe that one has of the earthly king is a manifestation of the fear and awe that one has to have of the heavenly king. Then there is the Navi, the prophet. He brings Klal Yisrael to Dveikus Bashem, to having a close personal relationship with God, either as an individual, because the prophet knows the ways of each individual and can give him individual guidance, or the prophet also knows the various ideas and purposes of each generation and all of the things that happen to that generation, the prophet gives us guidance and direction as to what God's intention is. And then there is the Sanhedrin, the Shoftim, the judges, those who teach Torah, Paskin Shilas, and bring justice, Torah justice to the world. And then there are the Kohanim, who bring the people closer to God, bring them to purity and to holiness. The Medrash Yerushalmi in Tainis, on the sentence in the Haftorah, Va'asim dvarai b'ficha, I will put my words into your mouth. The Medrash says the following, Tamon taninon. There we learn in the Mishnah, Shimon HaTzadik Omer, Al shlosha dvarim ha'olam omed. Shimon HaTzadik said the world stands on three things, Al ha'Torah, v'al ha'avodah, v'al gemilas chasodim. U'shloshtam b'pasuk echad. All three are mentioned. Torah, avodah, and gemilas chasodim are mentioned in one verse. In this verse, Va'asim dvarai v'ficha zu Torah, I will put my words into your mouth, this refers to Torah. U'v'tzel yodi kisisicha zu gemilas chasodim, I will cover you in the shade of my arm. And from here, the rabbis derive that someone who busies himself in Torah and gemilas chasodim, God protects him with his shade. Lintoa shamayim liyisod aretz, the sentence ends that God will plant the heavens and put a foundation to the earth. This refers to the sacrifices which are the foundation of the world. And therefore all three things, Torah, Avodah, and Gemilas Chasodim, are mentioned in this sentence. And they are also mentioned in the Perek Aleph of Pirkei Avos, which is the Pirkei Avos of this week. And these three things refer to the three institutions that help to bring the Jewish people together as a nation. And that is kingdom, Malchus, which is Gemilus Chasodim, the whole idea of creating an infrastructure where people can live with each other and there can be a functioning society. That is the ultimate Gemilus Chasodim. Then there is Avoda, service, which is Kohanim. And then there is Torah, which is the Sanhedrin. And those refer to the Keser Torah, the crown of Torah, the crown of Kahuna, and the crown of Malchus. And the Navi, the prophet, represents Keser Shem Tov, the crown of a good name, because the Navi directs each one to bring out his own individual unique potential, which is his good name, which is greater than all the other crowns. The main service of Elul, the main preparation for Rosh Hashanah, is that one should feel part of the Tzibur, part of the collective entity of Klal Yisrael, and not just be an individual. As Reb Simcha Zissel from Kelem put up a notice on the Talmud Torah in Kelem on Rosh Chodesh Elul, that for one to be able to be exonerated in his judgment on Rosh Hashanah, he has to be a person who people need, who's part of the community, who's part of a functioning society. And therefore he's not just judged on his own merits, but he's judged on how much he benefits other people also. And today, even though we don't have a king, and we don't have prophets, and we don't have a Sanhedrin, but we have that which takes their place. Man Malki Rabbanan. Who are the real kings? The rabbis. A person has to, as it says in Pirkei Avos this week, Asei Lecha Rav, make for yourself a Rav, accept the authority of a Torah personality over you, the rabbi of the place where you live, the rabbi of the yeshiva you learned in, the rabbi of the seminary you learn in, and make him your posek, make him your guidance. And that way you understand and use that as a channel to accept God's authority upon you. We have Chacham is adav minavi, and lo nitla nevuah min hachachamim. Prophecy wasn't taken away from the sages, and a sage is greater than a navi. So in place of neviim, we have Torah sages. Gedole Yisrael are in place of the Sanhedrin. And the tribe of Levi is represented by those people who devote themselves totally to Torah, as the Rambam says in the end of the laws of Shemitah and Yovel. And we have today Avodas HaLev. We have the service of the heart, which is Tefillah, which is prayer, which is done in Bate Knesios, in the shuls, which are in the place of the Beis HaMikdash. So all of the institutions that are mentioned in our Sedra, the Melech, the Navi, the Kohen, and the Sanhedrin, are all represented by Torah leaders and people who sit and devote themselves to Torah learning and teaching. So let us strengthen ourselves to listen to our leaders and to coalesce as a nation, as a community, in oneness, everyone working together. And then we'll be able to go out to war against our enemies, both those from within and those from without, both those that are physical and our greatest spiritual enemy, the Yetzer Hara, which we will have to fight in order to be able to be judged favorably on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. And this way we will be successful in preparing for Yemei HaDin VaHaMishpat, the days of judgment, the days of awe, and all of us will merit a Ksiva V'Chasima Tova, to be written and sealed for a good, happy, healthy year. And we also, God willing, will merit that which the Haftorah ends, Manovu Hal Hohorim Ragle Mavaser. How beautiful on the mountains are the footsteps of the one who will come and tell us that the redemption is coming. And the Medrash says this hints to the king, the ultimate king, Melech HaMashiach, and the Navi Eliyahu, who will come and tell us, Mashmiya Shalom, he will come and tell us peace, Talmidei Chachamim Marbim Shalom Ba'olam, true Torah scholars bring peace to the world. So we have hinted here the king, the prophet, the Sanhedrin, the Torah scholars, the Ayin Ba'ayin, Yiru B'shuv Hashem Tzion, will see eye to eye when God returns to Tzion, which refers to the building of the Beis HaMikdash and the return of the Kohen Gadol and the Kohanim. B'mheirav Yomeinu B'biyas Goel Tzedek. Amen.